Reading from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. May God bless this reading to our hearing and understanding. Thanks be to God.
Tonight we receive ashes on our forehead. This week I've been thinking a lot about ashes. This coming Sunday we will take the ashes of one of our own and place them in a niche in our columbarium in the chapel on Sunday afternoon. The reality of our own mortality became ever more real to us today when yet one more school shooting happened, with at least 17 dead and more injured. Ashes on our forehead and hearts, today of all days, February 14th. How do we combine Ash Wednesday and Valentine's? How do we combine love with ashes? You know, if you look at it one way, it makes some sense. Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate love in all of its many forms. Ash Wednesday is a time to remember our human reality, our mortality, and our need to love God just that ever bit more closely, day by day. We do that here in the sanctuary. We do that here on these steps. Here on these steps, we seal the vows of love that two people make to one another. Here on these steps and in front, we celebrate the baptism of children, the grace that comes to us before we're even available to ask of it. Here on these steps, we celebrate the life of those whose courses on earth have reached their ends. We draw closer to God on these steps and at these kneelers as we bow to our knees in prayer and meditation on Sundays. Tonight we receive ashes on our forehead. They remind us that this human life has limits, that it ends. The ashes speak of the virtue of humility, of knowing our human limits and knowing in a new way how much we need God in this life and in the next. Tonight we receive ashes on our forehead, a reminder of our dependence on God's grace and mercy during our time here on earth. The great Marcus Borg, theologian who died just a couple of years ago, wrote that Lent, Holy Week, and Christianity itself are about following Jesus on the path that leads through death to resurrection. They're about dying and being raised with Christ. We are to follow him during this season. We're to follow him to Jerusalem, the place of death and the place of resurrection. That's what this journey, this 40-day journey of Lent that we begin tonight, is about. And intrinsically, it involves repentance. But repentance is not simply feeling guilty about our sins or things we do wrong or figuring out a way to do penance. By that, I mean the common practice of giving up something for Lent, whether it's meat or chocolate or alcohol or shopping or whatever. But the biblical meaning of repentance means to return to God, to reconnect with God. And when we reconnect with God, the result is that we die to our old ways of seeing and being and living. We die to our old identities as people on earth, and we are instead born and raised into a new way of seeing and being and living and our identity, an identity that is not defined by the outward culture, an identity that is not defined by Valentine's Day or any other kind of false equivalence of love. This morning I was at Smart and Final picking up the final things that we needed for soup tonight. And the young man who was checking me out looked to be all of probably 20. And he said, "So," as he checks out, "what are you doing tonight? Got any plans?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "I'm going to church. It's Ash Wednesday. We're making soup." And he looked at me, he said, "So, you're alone too, huh? Okay." "I guess." And then he said, "Too bad." And I thought to myself, no. Not too bad, because this is the place and the source of God's amazing love. Amen? Amen? This is where we want to be tonight, to begin the Lenten journey in love, because tonight we receive ashes on our forehead as a reminder of how much God loves us, how God came to us in the form of Jesus because of God's great and amazing love for each of us. And it reminds us that God has called us to love others and to be his hands and feet in this broken and hurting world, not to be beholden to what the world thinks we should do or be or how we should have plans. For the next 40 days, my brothers and sisters were committing to increase our understanding and our devotion to this God who loves us, to respond to God's love more intentionally by practicing perhaps just for the first time or perhaps more intentionally on a more regular basis, those spiritual disciplines, what Wesley called the means of grace, prayer, searching the scriptures, fasting, acts of kindness aimed at justice, regular attendance at worship where we can participate in the sacraments of baptism and communion, and we can meet God as the scriptures are read and proclaimed. Tonight you received a calendar of an idea of some action item you can take every day during this 40-day journey. Tonight we receive ashes on our forehead. They remind us that we come from God, and it is to God that we will return. But in the meantime, in this life on earth, they remind us of our need to open ourselves in a new way this Lenten season to God's presence, knowing that God speaks to us in our inmost being when we are most open to listening. Tonight we receive ashes on our forehead. We'll go forward with dirty faces. But I pray that soon our hands will be dirty doing God's work in the world. And as we do so, may we reflect on the power and the greatness of the one who walked among us, who taught us how to live and how to love, and who was faithful even unto Calvary. Amen.